the Girl We Have to Talk podcast.
Ooh. What happened was, is when Maya jumped up on the bed, she disconnected my headset.
Oh, Maya, you're so sweet. She's such a sweetie. Oh,
yeah, okay. She is.
Yeah. But she was just like.
She did at the beginning, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's no biggie. How are you? Anything new that you want to update on? It's another question episode, so not a lot of other crap to talk about, really.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. What about you? How are things going with you? Anything
going
new?
Going good. Nope, I just got back from going to Wisconsin Dells, which is really nice. Fun. It was retreat? No, it was not a retreat.
Oh, good.
It was a really nice
No, you can spot. Use that word. Why not?
It was a retreat for myself, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was really nice. There was like hiking and like meditation classes and sound yoga. It was actually very peaceful. They have like this purifying bath that you can do there.
Wait, are you serious? Because that does sound like a retreat.
Yeah,
how is
that
not a retreat?
I don't know. Maybe it is a retreat. It's like a spa retreat.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really nice.
Was that your friendiversary thing? I thought that was you were doing something with Mike.
Yeah, I went with Mike. So it's
I didn't know he would like that stuff, but that's great.
Yeah, I mean, it was like relaxing. Like anyone would like going here. It's like this beautiful resort in Wisconsin. It's in the middle of the forest, and they have like these different classes that you can take while you're there. So you can take like meditation, you can take sound, you can take aqua yoga. Regular
wonderful
yoga. Yeah, it's really nice, and they have hammocks and it's great. It was like a very nice experience. They give you like there's pools, there's like a saltwater pool with like I can't think of the one where it's like an illusion pool, or there's something kind of pool where it looks like it doesn't end. One of those. It was very nice. They have a swim up bar. It's like really, really nice. And there was mostly girlfriends there together, so it's great that it's normal, like a totally right on with your thinking. There were a couple couples, but it was mostly like women with their friends, because you can do like a mud bath and like all that kind of stuff too. So yeah, it was mostly like groups of women with their friends, just like relaxing by the pool. It was beautiful. But no, I don't know what we're going to do for the friendiversary thing. We haven't really talked about it. I know that Julie's birthday is in September and she wants to go to like Mexico, but I'm not going to be able to go to that. I don't know if she still is going to go. I'm not really
Oh, you don't
sure.
Want to go to Mexico?
I mean, I just can't go right now. I would go. Like, Mexico sounds beautiful, Tulum, but no, I can't go right now because I did this trip and then I'm going to Atlanta for Thanksgiving. And I really want to go skiing for New Year's Eve.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. So, like, there's other trips that I have. So I'm just like, I didn't have enough notice. So probably not going to do that. So I'm not really sure what we'll do in October. Maybe, hopefully something fun, at least during.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's pretty much all that's up with me. Nothing new, just that little trip. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The trip was wonderful, very relaxing. I took today off work too. I'm going to go back to work. And I feel like, I know a lot of people come back from their vacations and they feel like very ready. They're like, oh my God, so much better. I'm like, no, I actually hate them more now than on vacation. I've gotten some emails and I'm like, this is so irritating. Like even this email has annoyed me. So I'm going to just try to move forward positively.
Yeah,
that's okay. I mean, move forward positively with the people that ask dumb questions, but isn't that life? Like, people asking stupid questions.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That is, yeah.
Nothing else new to report, just the same old, same old.
Okay. So should we get to the question?
Yeah, let me pull it up. I know there was a couple, there were two, and one of them is just the person felt like an asshole, I guess, so they took it down. It was kind of a shitty question, so good for them. They must have gotten a lot of people being like, what is wrong with you? Okay, so.
But this one's really good that you found,
It's still posted, so there you go.
Awesome.
How do I cut a toxic friend from my life when she is part of my friend group? I, 28, feel the need to cut a toxic friend entirely out of my life. For some backstory, I met S when I was 31 at business school. We were doing our master's degree and quickly became friends. Fast forward a year and we ended up living together. We went through ups and downs, lockdown, bad relationships, unemployment, all together. She then got a job. Things were going great for her. She started to get to know new people, and all of a sudden we wouldn't hang out as much. And I was okay with that because I have my life and friends. I didn't mind her having a new group of friends from work or whatever. But she would hang out with our mutual friends. And when I asked her or my other friend to hang out like we always do, they would tell me they had plans together. It quickly became obvious that they were avoiding me. It hurt a lot because we were all in a foreign country and our friends here are like our family. The thing is, it wasn't all of my friends doing this. It was just S. She would tell my friend D to hang out, but please not to invite me or tell me. D was put in an uncomfortable situation because she didn't want to get in the middle. So she would hang with me and other times, but S was needy. So she would go to her house almost every day to make plans for the weekend and make plans for the weekend. I started to feel isolated. It was awful. I would cry every day. Other things were happening in my life. So this was the tip of the iceberg. Long story short, she realized what she was doing. I think at this point she's talking about S. Mm-hmm. She realized that what she was doing was wrong, apologized, and told me I was an amazing person and that she didn't know why she didn't want to hang out with me. She said that maybe it was because we were living together. So she was planning on moving out on her own. She's a little OCD with her cleaning and was always complaining about little stupid stuff. We tried to fix our friendship after she moved. But to be honest, even though we talked and were honest with each other about a lot of things, when all of this happened, something in my head and heart changed. I have another friend. She is someone that I've known for years. We moved countries together. And when she met S, she told me she didn't like her. She didn't give me a reason. I think she saw I liked her and didn't want to be in the middle. She told me just to not invite her when S was coming. I didn't understand back then why she didn't like her. But after the way she treated me and made me feel, I kind of started to notice her toxic behaviors. I was totally blind. This is a long question.
Yeah.
She manipulates people to get what she wants. She asks for small favors, but will never do a favor for you. She had an on and off boyfriend who will stay with us for months, but when they broke up, then she wanted to put rules about boys in the apartment. I had a boyfriend at the time that stayed a lot. She would criticize mine and our friends' relationships, decisions, and then get in absurd situations herself with boys. She gets obsessed with them. She excludes people she doesn't like. She doesn't like almost anyone, even if they're friends with the rest of the group. The list goes on and on. Recently, she started criticizing a guy from our friend group. I like him a lot, and he is funny and very smart. He has a peculiar way of conducting himself. As far as I know, everybody likes him. He has a new girlfriend. I'm so happy for him because he seems very happy. Today, S made a comment in our group chat about questioning how is it possible for him being so peculiar and being not that attractive that he's in a healthy relationship. Oof. I guess alluding to the fact that she doesn't, maybe. In the moment, I felt like I couldn't handle her being my friend anymore. She is toxic, and I hate having her in my life. But the rest of the group friends still like her. I guess she's very fun when we hang out. But to me, it's emotionally exhausting dealing with people, with her disliking people for no reason, being insecure or overconfident. It's a roller coaster. I don't want her in my life. But to cut her out would be extremely hard. I also don't want to do the same thing she did to me. It was hurtful. Tell people not to invite her to things. So I don't know how to approach this without creating drama and chaos. So I guess her question is like, how can she get out of it? How can she get away from this person?
Well, she could just do what this other friend's doing and say, don't tell friends not to invite her. I mean, it seemed to work for her. I don't know if she wants to replicate that behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's like, I don't want to do that because it was so hurtful to her. So I think like she seems like a real like sweetie. Like it sounds like she's like,
I just don't know. I think if she doesn't want to tell other friends and sort of say, I want to distance myself, I don't know how she's not going to end up distancing herself from these other friends. I don't really see that there's a way around it other than talking to this person, but I don't think she wants to do that either. So I don't really know.
I think so. You cut out a little bit, but I don't think it was bad enough for us to have to stop recording. So you were saying you don't see, and then it cut out.
Well, I don't see another way around this. Like, if she doesn't want to talk to the other friends to try to distance herself, and she, it doesn't sound like she wants to talk to this friend either. I don't really know another way around it.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. Like, I feel like I've had this situation happen to me before.
Yeah.
And I think that it just makes me react in a very different way. So, like, I think before, like, when this happened, mm-hmm. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I was friends with, like, I used to be, like, so anything, like, some friends that I will not name. And now I'm just like, oh, whatever. There's, like, two people who listen to this, so that's fine. So when I was friends with Aaron and another girl named Sarah, and like I decided that I wanted to stop talking to Aaron because like I just mm-hmm. was having kind of a negative reaction with her. I did tell the other girls, I said, listen, like I'm just gonna take some space from Aaron, and like obviously though, still invite me if it's like a big event, but I'm just gonna wanna try to like limit how much I'm hanging out with her. Like really trying to kind of do like probably what she might want to do, which is just to say like, listen, I'm going to take a break, but you know, you obviously can still be friends with her. It's just like, unless it's like a huge event, like a birthday or something like that, I kind of am going to take a pass. Like I don't maybe want to go out for just like a casual Tuesday, Friday night drinks, which is mm-hmm. like a very obvious thing to do. It should just be like, sure. But then I think that like what ends up happening or what happened in this situation is that like, I never said anything to Aaron, and I think that the reason why I was frustrated with her kind of got lost in translation from the other girls. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of think it would just be better to just talk to the person and say like, hey, here's why I'm, and here's the thing, like Aaron and I stopped talking for, I think like 1 or 2 years, and like, it sucks that we didn't talk for 1 or 2 years, but I definitely think that like being friends with her now, I think that it was probably best for us not to be friends for 2 years. I actually think that like, my and probably her temperaments have mm-hmm. evolved over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not as easily annoyed by people, and maybe probably even vice versa for her. I'm just, I think it was like a good breakaway period. So like, mm-hmm. while I don't regret we read where the person like took a break from someone, I kind of feel like I, you know how I feel about breaks, but like in this mm-hmm. situation, I'm almost like, yeah, just be like, listen.
Interesting. Look at that. Well,
yeah, with friends, I'm like, sometimes you just need to be like, I need to pause. Like,
still feeling like that's only I'm
still not on board for dating, you know, not there yet, but I am mm-hmm. there with friends, with being able to be like, let's table this. And let's see, cause I don't know, like, I won't feel bad if you see other friends while we're not talking, but like, I don't know how I would feel about the boyfriend situation. So I feel like that's still kind of a murky area for me, but the friends, mm-hmm. like, yeah, of course, like you can have so many friends. So like, doesn't mean that you and Heidi have to take a break or vice mm-hmm. versa. Like, it's mm-hmm. just like, you know, things kind of situate where they are and then mm-hmm. they kind of like pick back up. Like, I don't think, mm-hmm. like, I have not seen or talked to Heidi in like weeks, months mm-hmm. probably. And then like a couple weeks ago, we were texting about something and I was like, okay, I feel like I'm good to be hanging out with you again. Let's all have dinner. Like, sometimes that happens with people. You're just like, yeah, I'm over it. Maybe like I might still be frustrated, but like, I'm kind of over the situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm over it with the, like, romantic relationships and entanglements kind of just have this other like element of weirdness.
More maybe complication.
Maybe it's the sex, but I'm not sure. But like somehow it's like friends.
Might be the sex.
Yeah, it might be the sex. But with my friends, I'm just like, okay, like cool. I've had a calm down period. I like still feel how I feel, but I'm like not that pissed off that I can never talk to you. Like I get mm-hmm. over stuff. I'm really good about like getting over stuff. So mm-hmm. I think that she can take a break from this person because like, when you notice something about someone, I'm like this, if I on this podcast before, bitch eating crackers, where it's like, mm-hmm. once you notice something annoying about someone and it's like, it kind of can escalate. Like you get to this point where like you're noticing it all. Like it started off just being like one thing. And then you're like, and another thing, she fucking chews with her mouth open. It just like can really take itself to mm-hmm. another mm-hmm. level. And mm-hmm. it sounds like that's what's like, this person does sound awful. Like what she did to her was awful. I'm not negating that. But I just think that like, she might just benefit from being like, I need a break from seeing you as regularly as I do. To the girls about it. I do think that sometimes if you talk to your friends, it makes things worse. It might just be
better. Yeah, I mean, maybe she'll feel differently if she tells the friend first, but it just sounds like that's going to be hard for her to do. But I agree. I mean, I don't really, other than like, if she doesn't talk to anybody, I don't see how, like, or she's going to have to keep pretending that she's okay with this friend. I don't know. Yeah, what the other options really are.
Well, there's like three options. It's either she does option number one, where she talks to the other girls and says, like, I don't want to. Okay, but I don't think that's a good option. But I mean, it's an option. I think that option number two would be to directly talk to S and say, here's what's going on. And like, I really love you as a friend. I'm happy that you're moving out. That sounds mean, but like, I'm glad that we're going to be getting some space. And like, maybe after you move out and after things settle, like, we can get together and have a coffee and kind of like reconnect. Because like, what happened with you not wanting to hang out and like getting our other friends not to hang out, it really hurt me. And I think I just need, like, after you move out, I think we'll be in a better place and we should just kind of reconnect when that happens. And then you kind of take your time, you tiptoe, and then you reconnect if and when you want to in the future.
Right, right.
And the third option is another one that I have done before, which is where I just fucking stop talking to everyone, which is totally something that I have done.
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen if she doesn't want to talk to anybody. Like, I don't see any way around it, which is an option.
Yeah.
Like, let's just give you agency. Like, you could totally do that. That's fine.
You're like,
now,
I'm just done.
Now, based on how she's talking, she's an expat, and that's really, really difficult to do in that kind of environment because – it takes a long time to find your group of friends, and to lose all of them is kind of devastating and isolating. So I don't know. That sounds like a devastating one, but it's possible.
I mean, I think
you can make all new friends.
It's the third option. It's the third option is to just burn it down and just try to start over, which is horrible. Because I've also felt that. I think we've even talked about this on the podcast where you have that friend who like you stop talking to, but then she like just invests your friendship group, so you feel like you lose all your. We've talked about that too. And it sounds like that's kind of what's happening.
I feel horrible just thinking about that. That's so shitty. But
that's basically what's happening in this situation. Is that like it sounds like she's introduced this person to all of her friends, and now
and it's like sucks because she sounds like the shitty person, and yet she's sort of winning out right now. So I hate that.
But, you know, that's how people are in friendships. Like, and
I know. It's like the early bird gets the worm kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's really hard. And it makes me, like, when I think too deeply about it, it truly makes everyone. Because I can also see a path of her for, like, for D. I would be like, but what kind of friend are you that you would totally fucking ditch me for her? Like, that, like, it's one of those things where you just start to think deeply about, like, well, who am I friends with in this friendship group to where you all would be like, I'm so like upset about what she's saying, but like you are okay with like, I have gotten to that place before where like somebody, like a bad apple of a friendship group started to make me hate everyone. So like, I could see a path of that happening too, where you're just like, I actually don't have any friends and I just don't like anyone, because you start to be like, well, how could you be okay with this person saying and doing all of this stuff? And I've been in that situation before too. It was the whole thing with Aaron again, where I was just really frustrated with the other girls because I was just like, you see that she's being kind of, in my opinion, I felt like she was being shitty.
Yeah, you didn't feel you were being supported.
Right. And so then I would hear
a really hard thing. Yeah.
In totally. A friend group. And I think another thing that happens, and like what happened to me in that situation, is I just like was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then I hear back later that they were all like, what's going on with Iris? It's so strange. And it's like, well, like you were all sitting here. It just sometimes does seem like when you're the one who takes a stand, it makes you look crazy. And so that's why sometimes it's easier to just like, and I always feel that way. Like, why am I the one who cares so much about this? Like, why am I the one who gives a fuck?
You know, but what like, this makes me think of is someone told me recently about this goddess called Cassandra. I think it's a Greek god. And
she sounds beautiful. I love the name Cassandra.
Yeah. Or maybe she's some kind of god. But here's the thing. She has, this is like in true female form, her power is that she can see into the future, but no one will ever believe her.
She's a six.
So it's like, six. So you're talking about Cassandra.
Yeah. I'm talking about me. I think I'm Cassandra. I think
all women can relate to being Cassandra at some time. Like, hello, do you not see what's going on?
And also, though, you seem like the total dick for actually giving a fuck. I swear.
Yes. Yes.
Like, the whole thing, I think I've talked about this on the podcast too, so it's like free information. When the other two Erins stopped talking, the other one called me and was like, oh, so some of the things that you were saying were totally right. And I'm like, yes, but it excluded me because I was telling you what was going to happen. Mm. And like, and I'm saying this as a person.
It's like, yeah, don't tell me I'm right now. It's too late.
Yes. Well, you only want to tell me, you want to tell me that I'm right because now you're pissed. And like, mm-hmm. the thing is like, actually I am very good with the Erin that, you know, we're totally fine because like we talked about it, et cetera, 2 years ago, whatever, like 3 years ago at this point, it's what, like, we're fine. We're like in a great space. But like at the time, the way that I felt and the way that things were happening, and even Erin has said this on the podcast, it was not like she did some things and said some things that were not nice. And so to have your other friends hear that stuff and like totally blow you off, and then you are like, okay, well, I'm removing myself, and then they're like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? It's mm-hmm. it's infuriating. So yeah. I get why she feels how she feels. There's no good answer. Like that's the point. It's like you tell your friends that you're taking space. You seem like the asshole because, of course, they're going to go back and tell her that you're taking space, and it's going to get misconstrued, and everyone's going to say something but not want to say too much. It's going to be like, well, she said she's not talking to you, but like, I have no idea why she's not talking to you. And it's like, well, but maybe you do because I told you why, but now you're telling her that I'm not talking to her, which automatically makes me seem petty because like I haven't said anything to her about this, but you're also not offering up why I was upset. Like, you're inserting yourself the tip to enough to make it a mess. So that's one angle. That's what's going to happen with her friends. She can talk to this girl, which I personally think is the best option. It should just be upfront with her.
Yeah.
But I get it.
It's the hardest one too. The moment it's the hardest one, but yes. Probably the easiest in the long mm-hmm. term.
Yes. It's like the hardest one because like, what is her response going to be? And like, also, it's not even just so much that she's like, I don't like you, or mm-hmm. like, you hurt my feelings. She's actually starting to feel like she's a bad person. So like, how do you tell someone to their face, like, I think that you're a bad person, which is really what she's saying, is she's getting feelings like she doesn't like the way that this girl is. She thinks she's manipulative. She thinks that she is mean. She thinks that she's a user, are some of the things. So like, how do you say that to someone? I mean, you can, but like thinking about,
yeah, I'm trying to think, what could you say? Like,
I mean, you probably don't say that.
Well, like, maybe like what we're saying, I think I kind of need a break. There's just been so much that's been going on and I don't, you know, I'm not sure that would be helpful to get really into it now. But I think I just kind of need a break.
And maybe she does too.
Yeah.
And
you know what? That's a really good idea, Iris, is maybe pointing out, hey, you know, I notice you've been kind of like hanging out without me a lot more. And I actually think I really appreciate that because I kind of need a break too. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to be upfront with you about that before, you know, you see me like hanging out with some of our friends too, like you've been doing.
Right.
What a way to, well, oh my gosh, that's a brilliant way to turn it.
It is. I think I completely agree.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I totally see what you're doing. I totally support it. I'm doing it too.
Right.
F you.
And I think the part about, you know, based on the way that this mm-hmm. girl S seems, is that I feel like her saying that to S is just going to, like, S can't allow her to have friends, which I think is kind of the scariest part that she maybe is or is not aware of. It's like mm-hmm. you telling this person, which definitely to me seems like the best idea, but like the ramifications of that is that you've already seen what she'll do when you are quote unquote still friends, telling people not to invite you to things, hanging out, like monopolizing everyone's time and making it so that you cannot be invited, because she doesn't mind sinking low, but you do. So when you tell her this, it's entirely likely that she's going to say to the friends, well, like, me and Iris are having some space and like not hanging out. But like, she's so needy, according to our author, that she will monopolize all of this these other friends' time. Mm-hmm. And so then she, again, I think our author, because it's already happened, she said she felt so alone and isolated and was crying. I think that that can happen again if she even talks to this girl about it, which is such a shitty situation. It's mm-hmm. like, she's, like, as crazy as it sounds, like, I know, like, it's so petty and like ridiculous, I think that she should probably just like slowly limit herself, maybe without even announcing it, just kind of remove herself from situations and maybe in her own way start to look for new friends. Because I kind of don't know. I hate walking away from friends, but I think that you need some space. And this person seems kind of toxic. And I know you don't want them to win, but it seems
that's
like,
where I'm struggling. I still like the idea of going to them and being like...
No, still, maybe you do. And just be prepared for, you know, whatever nastiness this person
might do.
Yeah,
like it to be a fight, maybe. Is that what you're saying?
Or for her to basically manipulate other people against you. I don't know why I'm just getting vibes that she would do that. Like, it's because she was doing that with her friend.
Yeah, no, she's already doing that.
So, like, it just makes
me feel... I understand why you're saying that, but it's... Yeah.
I just feel like she'll end up feeling isolated. I think maybe why she's not saying something is because she fears that this girl is super fun and everyone loves hanging out with her. And, you know.
Yeah, I want to trust, though, that her, like, behavior will speak for itself, though.
Oh, I totally think it will.
It might take time, though.
That's exactly
it. Like, it might be
it.
A situation, like, you know, you're
it's
talking about where your friend comes back to you later. And
like, you have to decide, like, that's what I'm just saying is like, I feel bad for her because she said already she feels it with that one friend being taken away from her. She was crying. She felt really isolated. And I do think that if the person's the shiny pony, it does seem like a good idea to like remain friends with them because like, they're so fun, but like only when you it takes time for other people to notice. And like, it does suck. I mean, it's not even just the situation with the errands, like that's like one time, but I think like the reason why, like when that situation happened, I actually just removed myself from that group entirely. I just was like, fuck it, I'm not gonna hang out with anybody. I literally haven't really seen any of those the other two because pretty much of the situation, and I just didn't feel good about it. And I think it's because I had a similar in my early 20s when I had this one girlfriend, Melissa, who I introduced to Nina, who has been on the podcast before, and me and the Melissa girl had a falling out, and she literally, like, Nina and I have been friends since high school, but she like took her time. Like, she took her time. She told her horrible things about me, and it just was, it made me feel like this girl said she felt very isolated because it was before I had like a larger group of friends. It was like really just the three of us hanging out all the time. So I felt very alone. And like, I just think that there's this dynamic with friendships, particularly like female friendships, where this kind of thing happens, which is why I'm always like a little bit wary. Like, I love, you know, we've talked about it before. I love the tribe. I love the group. I love the clique. I love whatever we're calling it. That's not offensive, but it is tough to be inside of those groups because, you know, it's something always happens.
True. Yeah. I hear you.
Good
luck, I think I feel
friend.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even with individual friendships, I worry about that. Like, are you always going to like me?
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, I think you always feel like that, but
with the tribe, it's more, it's possible because you just have more combinations of hatred that could have happened.
and then people like to create like triads of hatred. Like, they're like, us three hate that one.
That's true. It's like a more group think mentality. I totally get what you're saying.
It's a wonderful thing, but also like very scary, and I'm like super wary of it. But also there's like I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was something that I was that I didn't realize was true about myself. I knew it was true about myself, but I don't believe in astrology for everything or Enneagram for everything or human design for everything, but it was just funny. I thought it was ironic. Julie was sharing with me like something for Sagittarius, which is my zodiac sign. It basically says that a Sagittarius is someone where they will like have told you like their birthday, and then they'll be like, yeah, like I feel like I'm opening up to you, and it's been like 5 years and they told you that. Like, I guess like said the reputation of a Sagittarius is that we're very hard to get to know, and I think I've said that about myself a few times.
And like, isn't that true of a 6-2, would you say?
Yeah, I think that I'm just
the
like
trust
a,
stuff.
I think so. I think I'm like a really, really difficult person to get to know, and I don't think I started to realize that until lately, but it's because like I'm just like, well, you might do something that's going to be completely fucking horrible. And I mean, like, I advised this person that they might just need to burn down all their friendships and find new people. Because in my brain, if I were her, that would be my choice, which I realize is so bad, but like, I would pick that. Like, I would pick to just stop fucking talking to all of them and just look for new friends, which I realize is hard of her because she's an expat, but like literally I would just be like, well, this is done. And it's such a terrible trait, something I think I've talked about before, like not wanting to do, but my gut reaction is to just be like, well, now I must find new friends. But it's probably like why I'm always looking for a new job. I'm just like, well, you never know. This could always end up being really horrible. So mm-hmm. It's a kind of a negative trait, but I hope that this person.
I can relate to that too, though. I mean, I think I'm sort of, I mean, maybe it's just from my own social history, but yeah, I'm always feeling like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should back up and find new friends. And I'm always looking for new friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, and that's, you know what? It goes into my work too. Like I'm always like, oh, like as soon as I don't have enough clients, I'm either like too busy or I don't mm-hmm. have enough clients. Mm-hmm. It's never like, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, this is good.
And like, I worry, oh, is this like clients still like me? Is it still working? Like, are they going to drop me? It's so hard to charge for, like, I've actually had a lot of drop off because people are being less consistent. And they're just falling off from therapy, or I'm having to set boundaries with them, like charging them for late cancellations mm-hmm. or saying like, well, if you're not going to come to session regularly, I can't keep the slot open for you. And it sucks because I'm like, oh, they're not going to like me anymore. But it's like, yeah, I can't worry about that, but it's hard because mm-hmm. it definitely like goes in, I think, just like the liking thing. I don't know. There's something yeah. about it. It's tough.
It is. It's really hard. And it's something that's totally outside mm-hmm. of your boundaries. And I think for you, it's like a liking thing. For me, it's like a, yeah. I do not trust these people thing. So
it's oh, just, it, but that's part of it. I don't trust you like and you're going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what mine is. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm always like, man, I really want people to like me. I'm actually very like,
I don't know if they don't like me, I get hurt. Like I get rejected.
That so, makes sense. I guess, for me, I guess it makes me nervous mm-hmm. if people do like me. Like, I don't want you to, like, I'm just like, I do that sometimes too,
especially in, I would say more dating. Like if it seems like you like me in dating, it's actually kind of a turnoff. I think this like, is part of what I struggle with. I'm serious though. As soon as someone shows interest, I'm like, wait, what's wrong with them? I'm not even kidding you. I'm sure that's some of why I'm still single.
Well, I mean, I think that probably some of it, though, is it's hard because, we hear all the time about the fucking Dirty Johns.
Reasons. No, I totally agree. I totally agree. And honestly, it's why I've thought more about dating women lately, because I'm just like, I don't know if I want to keep dealing with the power dynamics of men.
Well, listen, you know? I feel like decide to date some ladies, they'll be lucky ladies.
I can't believe
ladies.
I just said that on the podcast, but I feel totally comfortable. I don't even care.
Yeah, I mean,
why should I care?
I don't know. I don't think you should. Great.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. I hope you do.
I'm not saying it because I definitely have always been attracted to women. I think I've just never explored it. So I'm not saying it because I'm being exploitive. I think it's just a part of who I am, but yeah. I just haven't explored it for whatever reason. So something I've been thinking
like
about.
Women are too so beautiful, but like, I think I would be a terrible lesbian because I don't think I would ever find a lesbian lover who I would like. I would just be too like, I, for guys, I don't know why.
We're I mean, so, I feel I think, like that about men already. So I don't really know if there would like,
you're like, it'll be fine.
It would be like, yeah, welcome to my life. Like my heterosexual life. So,
well, you know what, there are some beautiful ladies out there available.
Who knows? I think right now, well, I don't know. You know me. I change my mind all the time. I'm like, not doing this. And then like tomorrow I'll be on Tinder. So I'm just going to hold that like, that's just the life of, I think being single is like, you're always like trying to figure out what the balance is.
Can you say that you're interested in men and women on Tinder?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love that.
I've done that before.
Great. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. But that's the thing that I'm worried about is like, I'm not sure if I'm ready. Cause I think I'm still vulnerable. Cause I'm like, well, if it doesn't work out with women, then I'm really going to feel like shit, you know? So that tells me something. Like I maybe need to work a little bit more on that. It doesn't really matter thing.
No. And it's so, anything with somebody anyway, but like, I also think,
and it's really just luck. Like Katie said it really well. I hung out with Katie yesterday. We had lunch and she was like, you know, online dating doesn't work until it works. Mm-hmm. And that's so true. Like, cause it is totally luck, as we've talked about before.
Yes.
Which I really hold true. So
Yeah. I think everybody should. I think every person who I've ever known who's done online dating says, you're lucky enough. Like, it's a luck thing. And I think it works for some, and, you know, people are lucky enough to get it. And some people, like, it doesn't work for, or it just takes longer. I mean, I have, like, a friend who I met when she first moved here from Wisconsin. We're not really friends. She was my roommate. She moved here from Wisconsin, and we got an apartment together in Lakeview, and she had a boyfriend when she moved here from Janesville, Wisconsin. And then she, like, broke up with him, and then she went on Match.com, like, the week later, and she met the guy she's married to now, who personally I think is kind of a douchebag, but they're happy. That was years ago, though. Like, he might be lovely now. Like, he was not lovely then. He was kind of annoying, but this was years ago. He's probably perfectly fine now. But yeah, I mean, I've met people who, like, you know, I was about to shut down the site, and then I met this person. It's like, well, you were about to shut it down, but you never know. You might've come back if you didn't meet the person. Who knows? It's like, you say these things and they sound really great, but it just depends on the time or the moment or the luck or whatever it is that
right.
you end up finding somebody who you can make it work with. And I really do think you can make it work with, because I don't think it's like, and then we were kismet souls. I think it's like, I found someone who I can make it, like, I like them enough to make it work. Because I think that's really what it is. No one's ever going to not be annoying. They're all annoying. Everyone is annoying. But, like, who is least annoying, or you are annoying, but I love you enough, I like you enough to, like, make it work. Like, we have enough in common to do. Because it's work. Like, there's nothing, I don't think anything is ever easy peasy lemon squeezy or hunky dory all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, no, absolutely.
I was watching He's Just Not That Into You, and I only watched this movie years ago when it first came out, whenever that was, in 2010 or 2013 or something. And then I watched it again yesterday. Randomly, it was on, like, cable while I was in the hotel, and then actually watched this movie. So I watched this movie. This is literally the worst movie ever. And I really have to say, like,
really?
I
think interesting.
I think it's horrible. I think,
you know, like, it's from a male perspective. It would a male comedian wrote the book.
It's awful. I think that, like, it's literally one of those things where I'm just like, I can't believe that in the 2000s we were all just like, yeah, well, not we, I was young, so, like, but women as a collective were like, yes, like, we have to read this book and take this advice. I'm like, this is awful, horrible.
I never watched it, so why is it bad, can I ask you?
Oh my God, it's just so annoying. So there's, like, this one girl who's like,
isn't it like women who are kind of seem desperate, and it's like, get over yourself, he's not into you, like,
yeah, it's like,
and it's
that.
so it really just reinforces the white male supremacy, in my opinion.
And then it was just,
especially because,
like, really
it's
like,
written from a male perspective,
it really is. And, like, Jennifer Aniston is, like, this gorgeous girl who's, like, so kind, and then, like, she's dating this guy for years and years. The guy she's dating is Ben Affleck. She's dating him for years and years.
And he's an asshole to her, right?
No, he's actually lovely. He's lovely.
Oh, okay.
He's lovely. But okay. She's been very honest that she wants to be married. And she's like, I just want that. And he's like, I will never get married. And so she's like, fine, get out, whatever. So he moves onto his boat, which is, like, ultimate bachelor. Move to your boat. Okay. Mm-hmm. So moves to his boat. Then her dad gets sick. And he, like, is there, and he's, like, washing the dishes, and he's gotten the food, and he's, like, great. Like, he's much better than her sister's husband, who is, like, horrible and just, like, watching TV and not helping at all.
So basically, women, you should let go that you want to get married.
Right. Yes. Okay. Oh, so she's like, listen, we don't have to get married. Like, just move back. Like, it's all good. Like, you're the best, whatever, whatever, whatever. So she does. So which in itself is annoying. But then he moves back home. The day he moves back home, she's, like, helping him unpack his shit, which I'm like, why?
Oh, no.
You're an adult.
No, what happened?
Unpack your own stuff. I don't know why that annoys me. I just don't love that. So she's like, I'm helping
him. No, because it reinforces the woman being the mother for the
man in the
relationship.
Really annoying. So she's unpacking all of his stuff, and he has these cargo pants. She hates them. And she's like, you need to throw these away. She told him this already. And he's like, okay, fine, whatever. Go ahead and throw them away. But he's like, before you throw them away, make sure you look through the pockets so you're not throwing away anything valuable. So she picks up the pockets. There's an engagement ring.
Oh, no.
So, yes, if you tell your man, forget it. We don't ever have to get married. Then he'll propose to you. That's all you have to do. And I was like, stop yourself. I was like,
I mean,
so awful.
Oh, this is so horrible. Cause I'm also like, but wait, maybe it was like a way of them meeting, like me meeting each other. Like maybe the fact that she let go of like the control 100%. Of that.
Yes, so that's totally what it is.
But I agree with you. That doesn't work in every situation. Exactly. So again, and that sort of sets up the yeah, like, like everything works out and it doesn't, things don't always work out. Yeah.
And it's not even that. Like for me, mm-hmm. like I have this huge pet peeve about the cool girl, or there's even like this Instagram called like the not like other girls thing. Mm-hmm. And I fucking hate that, where the girls are just like, I'm not like other girls. Like I like play baseball, or like I don't want to get married. And it's like this idea that if you're the girl who's not like other girls, then the guys will like you. And I kind of feel like that's what this was. If it's like, it's fine, just be chill.
Like the girl who likes baseball or whatever sports. Yes.
But like also, like I think that that's annoying, mm-hmm. because like also though, there are some women who actually do like sports, i.e. myself, before I ever dated anyone. Like everyone in my family is hugely into sports. I've gone to baseball games. My dad is a football player. My brother, mm-hmm. everyone in my family plays sports. So I just grew up liking sports and also have a vagina. But like also when I tell people.
No kidding.
Yeah. But if I tell people like, oh yeah, like I love a White Sox game, or like I like am huge into the Bears. I love watching draft day. It's like my favorite thing. Like I love it. If you tell people that though, and you're a woman, now the assumption is like, oh, well, you're like, you don't really like sports. And it's like, oh, God. We're allowed to like sports. We're allowed to do whatever we want. Please shut up. Like, it's just too much. It's too much.
Well, too much. I think it's really, I think what's really limiting is like all these boxes we put, mm-hmm. you know, like that was one thing I really liked from, you know, I'm thinking about our book club where we were talking about Untamed and like some of the limitations of the book, but I really did like when she talked about how, yeah, like labels are really limiting because, I mean, as many labels as you can make, you're still not going to be able to fit into them at some mm-hmm. point. So, yeah, like if we could just all kind of be people who are unique and have our own things, that would be really nice. And instead of like, oh, this person, because this person does this and I'm comparing myself, that's threatening to me. So I'm going to make it so that it feels weird or I mean, that's really what it's about, is our own insecurities.
Totally. So it was just an awful movie that happened. And then this guy like was kind of crappy to like my beautiful Jennifer Goodwin and like that horrible thing. Then there was like a beautiful Scarlett Johansson who's like having an affair with Bradley Cooper, and she meets this nice guy and she like can't like the nice guy. She only likes Bradley Cooper, who's like cheating on his wife, Jennifer mm-hmm. Connelly. I'm just like, what is this? It was awful. But you know what?
What?
People loved it. And it was,
think about 2010. So different than now. I wonder, like that movie probably wouldn't have been made. At this
no,
point.
Mike even said that he was watching. He's like, there's no way people would make this movie now. And I'm like, it's awful. I'm just like, seriously like watching it like, oh my God, I can't even. And then like all the, oh God, it just was so, it was cringy. Don't watch it. It'll give you a seizure. Okay. It was too much.
By the way, are Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck still like hanging out? Is that still a thing?
I don't know why I'm so excited about it, but yes, they are. I think it's
because
wonderful.
It just feels like a full circle thing. Like this is meant to happen.
I know.
It just makes you have. Which it makes you feel like, oh, things work out sometimes. Maybe it'll work out for me.
I mean, actually, like, I'm such a psychopath that, like, I didn't even think of it that way. I'm just like, ugh, Ben Affleck's so gross now. He's got that Phoenix tattoo and he's like, just
what? I don't know about this
giant Phoenix tattoo on his back, and I just feel like he's I just kind of feel like he's like a broke down model. And J-Lo's just like still beautiful. I'm just like, ew, but whatever. Good for you guys. I really
hope
it works out.
What's going on with Jennifer Garner? Who's she with?
I don't know. I think she's dating some like billionaire. There's like, that's another thing though. Like now that he's back together with Jennifer Lopez, people are like, oh, poor Jennifer Garner. I'm like, I'm actually pretty sure Jennifer Garner is just fine. Like,
yeah, I think she's probably fine.
Like, don't think she gives a fuck at all. In fact, she's probably like,
maybe she's
like,
good for you.
That's what I would be thinking. I'd be like, oh, good. Like, I remember, like, they were really in love. I'm hoping that that works out. Also, like, if you have to have your ex-husband who was off the rails for some time, date someone. I'm like, J-Lo
wow,
sounds
actually,
like a great
yeah, I'm
choice.
looking at pictures of him. Like, there's one. Sorry, I was looking at looking up Jennifer Garner, obviously, while we're talking. And yeah, he looks rather ragged. I will say, I feel bad saying that, but
He does. He looks lived in. He looks very
yeah,
lived
this it
in.
looks like a he looks like a yeah, like a bad version of what's his name, the Australian who
Oh
did
man.
What's his name? He
Gerard
did all
Butler?
the huh?
Gerard Butler?
No. He did all
Colin
the X-Men
Farrell.
movies.
Oh.
He looks like a
Oh,
Hugh
Hugh
Jackman. He looks
Jackman.
like a bad, like hungover Hugh Jackman or something.
Yeah, I think he just looks like a bad version of himself. Like, he just looks lived in. But like, I think the wonderful thing is like, if I was Jennifer Garner, I'd actually be like cool with this, because I actually think like Jennifer Lopez is like super spicy. She's hot, but also like she's family.
I mean,
Like
also
she's
didn't
Tarsha's
he,
together.
her and Ben Affleck like cheat on
Yes,
that?
he like
So I
admitted
mean,
that. He admitted that.
I might be like, wow. Oh, but listen to this headline: Jennifer Garner shocks with super short hair after Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez go house hunting.
Oh my
Who
God.
The fuck cares?
I definitely not Jennifer
What
Garner.
is that headline? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Come
Because
on.
now
Seriously?
her ex-husband, who she divorced because he cheated on her with their nanny and is also like a recovering addict, and she's like a fucking gem. Like, even though they did cheat, she's a sweetie. She like helped him through rehab and stuff. But now, even though this is like literally his third girlfriend since they have been divorced, now, because it's J-Lo, she's cutting her hair short. She's too upset about it all. Just can't even get over it. I'm sure she's just like, good luck, J-Lo, with that giant fucking tattoo on his back. And he smells like a pack of Marlboros.
And she just basically launched a new show on Netflix. So I think she's doing fine.
I think she's just fine.
But
and I
I'm
think
trying
she's
to
dating
find out.
Somebody who's like a seriously a fucking billionaire. I think
yeah,
she's just
I'm
fine.
Trying to find that out. Oh, I forgot she was married to Scott Foley. Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's who she was cheating on with Ben Affleck. Yeah. He's another dreamboat. I'll take
okay.
Scott Foley, too.
Wait.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it says she dated John C. Miller from mid-2018 to early 2020.
I think there was rumors that they got back together. I think people have seen them, like, sniffing each other lately. But who knows?
See.
I'm not in their business.
Oh, yeah. It does say... Everything we know, reunited, yeah, in May. So,
yeah, so I think they're I think they're both probably just fine, and
yeah, he's
both
good looking.
Yeah, he's rich and good looking. I think
yeah.
Jennifer Garner is fine. She's rich and good looking. He's rich and good looking. I think it's okay. And I think that J-Lo and Ben are probably having lots of hot sex. That's what I think is happening right now. I think that's what's going on. They're both Leos. They're like unleashing their Leo lion fire upon each other.
What's it like? What is that a good match to Leos?
I don't know. I just think it's going to be like fiery though. I bet they're going to be like, and just,
you're like, who cares?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. I have no clue. I just feel like they just seem really like sexually drawn to each other. I'm getting lots of sex vibes, so I think it's probably hot.
Well, yeah, wasn't that kind of like what came across in the movie? I mean, that's sort of like Brad and Angelina too. Like,
yeah,
I think they had sort of that same vibe.
Yeah, I think it's just like real hot stuff going on over there with
oh man
Jennifer.
I feel like I'm so far away from that vibe, but that's okay. I'm all right with that.
From the hot sex vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of us are most of the time in our lives. So it's just like, you know what I mean, though, when you're just like experiencing someone else going through something or you're here and you're just like, yeah, I cannot, like, I can relate to that at some other time in my life, but like not now.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's why everybody loved that movie, that TV show Sex Life, because it was just fucking ridiculous. It was so.
I mean, and it's actually not a sustainable place to be, because like you basically would like lose your job. And,
yes.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So she had this super hot relationship with this guy and it like broke, like it was too much. And so she breaks up with him, or they break up, and she marries Mr. Sensible, who also is really hot. And also they have really hot sex too. I don't know. She's just living a dream. But anyway, Like, yeah, but like she runs into Giant Penis Man, who is her ex-boyfriend, who literally they showed his penis and it is ridiculous. We don't,
Yeah, but
nobody
see,
needs that in
sometimes
their life.
I was just gonna say, like, two big penises are
It
actually
was kind
more
of,
of a
it was a
problem
little bit
than
too
small
big. It was a little
penises.
bit too big.
Okay.
So yeah, it
That's
was
really interesting. They
a
really showed you the penis on a Netflix show?
a full penis.
That's surprising. Did they give any disclosure or anything
That they were
about
going to
that?
show you a penis? I don't think
Yeah.
so. I think it said that there's nudity, but yeah, there's
Okay.
literally, you see lots of
Wow.
penises in the show. There's a few penises.
Wow. That's wow.
It's a really intense show. It's
I'm
basically
so glad I haven't
porn.
seen
Don't watch
it.
it. You don't need to see that. It's really intense.
No,
Like,
I mean, I can just go on the internet if I want to see some
you don't
more.
need to know. I like
I don't want a
literally.
storyline. Come on.
There is no storyline of this show. Like, I
Oh.
just basically am fat. Like, it got to be like, at first I was like, okay, sex, sex, sex. And then by like episode four, I was like, okay, guys, I get it. You like to fuck. Please, let's just,
Have you
that's
seen
just.
Outlander? That's kind of what Outlander's like. I mean, it's not that bad, but it does just kind of feel like softcore porn.
Okay, so yes, I've watched Outlander. And like, I will tell you, if you think Outlander is
No,
softcore
I know,
porn,
because it's not that much, but it's
this is
more
a
than like
lot.
most shows, because you're just like, it keeps going on for like 10 minutes. You're like, I would have been fine after like a minute of
Yeah, just a
this.
little hot, like, oh, you belt bodice ripping. No.
Right.
Yes, I hear you. This show
But
is
I
like,
get what you're saying. This is totally different.
and it's
This
a
is a different
lot, and it's
level.
explicitly lots of sex. And it's lots of different people having sex. Like, we see lots of people, her friends are having sex. They're at an orgy. It's just a lot. Like, it's a, yeah, it's a
Wow.
lot.
Okay.
And it's a lot for a show that, like, you can watch all at once. So it's not even like one of those you wait every week, like HBO, where it's like, okay, I had a break. Now I'm going to wait 7 days and watch this again. No, it's like full, like you're just sitting there watching, like, I think it's 8 hours, 8 hours of sex, basically. Very attractive Spanish people, though, I think. So,
Okay.
yeah, but that's everything. Oh, yeah, sorry, totally. So we ended on sex. Sorry, person who wrote this question. I think that,
No, we did a good amount on the
yeah,
question.
good
So,
luck, friend. I
yeah,
hope
good
that
luck.
you
Choose
are,
one of the three options. That's really the only
yeah.
three you have. So,
Jamie advocates for number two. I think maybe just
yeah.
burn it down. Maybe you find new friends while you're still being friends with them. Maybe they have Bumble BFF wherever you are.
Yeah, maybe.
They might join that.
They
Join
might.
Bumble BFF and wherever
Yeah.
you are currently residing, or meet up. All of those are good options so you can make some new friends, because I kind of think your friends might suck too. You might just need new friends. All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, Iris.
Okay, bye friends.
Bye.